You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, I'm excited to have Patty Greer back to the show, as she has won several awards doing her crop circle films and has 8 crop circle documentaries out as of today. She is a prominent producer and UFO crop circle filmographer, who has won 8 awards, including 5 EBEs at the International UFO Congress Convention. She also won the 2017 People's Choice Award. Her newest film, Crop Circle Diaries, received 2 new EBE awards at the 2017 International UFO Congress Convention Film Festival. That's quite a mouthful. For Best UFO Feature Film 2017 and the People's Choice Award. She has some is possibly earth-shattering news that she's going to share with us tonight about the discoveries that they've made on crop circles that could affect the production of food on the planet. So let's welcome Patty back to the show now. Hi, Patty. How are you?
Good. Good evening, Lance, and good evening, everyone out there in BBC land. BBS land.
Yeah. Well... You know, it was a long time ago that we did our last show, and as I recall at that time, you were having some, and let's not get into the details of it, but there were some very horrible things that had happened to you financially due to people's corruption and theft. It does seem to go on all over the world, and you have bounced back, it seems, like a... Well, I suppose like a rubber ball. I can't think of anything else. And you have stuck with it, and it looks like you're doing incredibly well.
Well, thank you. I have stuck with it. I don't know if there's a term incredibly well in the field of ufology, because I think the field is very close to completely infiltrated. But yeah. I love my experiences in the crop circles. I love that the word is getting out. And the science is so important. And realizing now, after 8 movies, after 10 years, after being in more than 100 crop circles over the years, I know without a doubt that many crop circles are real. Frankly, most of the good ones are real. But it's not even a UFO woo-woo phenomenon. It took the final film and meeting somebody completely a secret all these years. Her name is Penny Kelly. And
I love Penny.
Oh.
She's been on my show a couple of times. She's a terrific person.
And brilliant. My God, 23 books on consciousness?
Oh, yes. Yes. Brilliant.
Well, brilliant and humble and modest. You'd never know meeting her that she was all those things. And... I was brought to meet her in 2014, a year after her lab partner, William Levengood, the great scientist of crop circles, passed away. And I never met him while he was alive. I never studied their research because I'm still today not a researcher. I'm an experiencer. And I went in to have my experiences with a big fat movie camera, so I came out with some pretty amazing footage. But I'm not somebody who researched other people's work. Mm-hmm. And therefore, my films have never been misinforming or confusing because I've only filmed what I see in the crop circles and flying over them. And I only interview the people that are in the circles day after day, week after week, and sometimes year after year. But the real crappies are the ones that are the most passionate. They're there for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, my movies have been really organic in these ways. And I think the fact that I was ripe like a friggin' peach on a tree, somehow I was chosen to bring the science to the public. Mm-hmm. And a year after Lefty died, William Levin Good, he somehow, and he's still playing with me, brought me and Penny together to meet. And I didn't realize who she was when I first met her. We spent 4 hours until 2 a.m. And when I went to say goodbye, nice to meet you, not sure why this guy brought me here, but yeah, you're a nice person. I go to leave and she says, well, let me give you one of my books. And I said, oh, well, let me give you one of my crop circle movies. We didn't have a word about crop circles. Huh. I was taken there by a man who had done all of her intuition courses, but I hadn't done them. So after 4 hours, you know, party's over, he's taking me back to the hotel, and I said, nice to meet you, bye. And she gives me this book, and I went through the pages, and dang, there is a page full of crop circle nodes. Ah. And I said, what are these nodes doing in your book? And then I looked at the cover, and it was by Penny Kelly and William Levin Good.
Oh.
And she looks at him. She said, you didn't tell her who I am. And he said, no, I didn't. And I said, who are you? It's 2 a.m. Come on. I've been here 4 hours. And that's when she told me I was the real partner of William Levin Good for the last 16 years of his life.
Wow.
So absolutely stunning. Stunning. That I wasted the whole damn night talking about everything under the sun, you know, of intellectual interest, yet totally missed the juice of what we could have been talking about. Fortunately, she said, come back in a month. We're doing his wake, and I know he would want you to be here. So a month later, I came back, and that's when I really took my time and got to know her. Now, you've done shows with her. Did she talk crop circles or what?
Well, she, I've actually met her and talked to her in person and had her on the show a few times. And it's got to be the same Penny Kelly, but she wrote Robes and Consciousness and Energy, The Elves of Lily Hill Farm, which is my favorite.
Yes. Oh, you're good.
Oh, man, she is just brilliant. And she has, as you know, she had, in Robes, she had these light beings show up at her house and explain to her what the future was going to hold. And they said that there was a breakaway civilization and that it was going to take off and nobody would know it for about 10 years because they just wouldn't, because it was a top secret. And when they leave, nobody's going to be saying, oh, guess what? The breakaway civilization left. And so society will be without it for 10 years and then realize that, oh, my God, all these people are gone and what are we going to do and so on and so forth. But she is such an amazing person, and the consciousness work that she's done is absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, over the top. Well, you know, needless to say, that night was fascinating. I didn't really know who Lefty was, didn't know who Penny was. But when I left, I said, oh, my gosh, we could have been talking crop circles. I have to come back and see you again. And so she invited me a month later to come to the wake. So I drove back across the states. You know, I'm in Colorado. She's in Michigan. The wake was on the other side of Michigan. We lived in the car. But I came for 3 days. I came for 3 days and stayed for 3 weeks. And at that point, my head was bursting. We would get up every morning. I would sit there with her with coffee, and I'd say, okay, tell me again, how do crop circles happen? And I'd literally put my elbows on my knees, put my hands around my head, and hold my brain together. And on the third day, she says, Patty, you're being ridiculous. Take your hands off your head. And I said, no, you actually give me a headache when you explain it. Tell me again how crop circles are happening. So, I mean, literally, she was blowing my mind, hurting my head because it was so different. Yes. And I'd already made 6-7 movies. I didn't know the science. And the world doesn't know the science because guess what? Ask Ancient Aliens or BBC, and they'll tell you that they're made by guys with boards and ropes. Now go back to sleep. Or you'll read the famous research of Mr. Famous that just won Lifetime Achievement a few years ago, and he'll tell you that that famous crop circle of balls of light making a crop circle is fake. So everybody went back to sleep, and crop circles have been barely talked about except that one noisy Colorado girl, Patty Greer. So here I come, and now I'm sitting with Penny, and I'm really getting the fact, and this is the heavy piece right here. Crop circles are not coming out of the sky. They're not lasers coming down from a satellite. Crop circles are literally a real scientific phenomenon that they're coming out of the earth. This is a true earth science where they're coming out of the earth in counter-rotating vortices of spinning plasma fields. So what we have is crop circles coming out of the earth in spinning plasma vortices of different layered frequencies with distinct boundary conditions. And what we found repeatedly, high numbers, high 90 percentile, is that almost every crop circle on the map around the world, different continents, different countries, almost all of them, high 90 percentile, are sitting over an aquifer of water. So water is the number one element. All crop circles are coming not only from the earth, but they're spinning through a body of water. Mm-hmm. So we also have water frequencies. Mm. And almost every crop circle is sitting on a ley line. They're located on a ley line, which is a direct line between two sacred sites. So what we have now is water frequencies and high spiritual energy because we're sitting on a ley line between two sacred sites in a crop circle. So they're almost always located over these two specific conditions, water, sacred energy. And the area that's seen more crop circles, or I should say documented more crop circles than anywhere else on Earth, is southern England, an area called Wiltshire. And we've got Stonehenge, the Avery Stone Circle, and Glastonbury in this big circle, basically, of where most of the crop circles are landing. Not only are there more ley lines there than anywhere else on Earth per square mile, but the two major ley lines that cross the planet are the Michael and Mary lines. Mm. Again, who knows if it's true, but this is, you know, ancient lore. And the Michael and Mary lines on the map literally cross at the edge of the Avebury Stone Circle. So you've got some real power points here. And when you're there, you can feel it. And when you're there, the people don't have clean cars like they do in America or spanky clean homes. Instead, they have gorgeous gardens and spider webs in their homes.
You know, like mine.
Well, it's more earth conscious. And that's why the earth likes to work in an area with druid energy and sacred sites. Again, my opinion, my perception. So here what we have, and again, this is the combination of my experiences in an awful lot of crop circles and Penny and Lefty's work in the lab over all that period of time. And believe me, I sat with her, I say them, because it feels like he was there. And you know, it's funny, I just recorded a show with Penny the other day, and on my end, it was constant weird noises.
Yeah.
Every time I spoke, there's weird. And I started it three times, the recording, and finally I said, hey, Lefty's in the house. Let's just roll it. So I really feel like, I mean, the guy is so present. So what happened in the lab was they discovered by measuring the magnetic field coming off the wheat in the center wheat, 5 feet out from the center, 10 feet out, to see how far the wheat was laid, how extreme the biophysical changes were, and then checking the magnetics going up the plant to see that, surprising to me, the highest energy was on the outside of the formation. I always went and laid in the middle. I always was drawn to the middle, but they found that the energies were actually higher on the outside of the formation, on the outside perimeter. They also started playing with the seeds that came out of the crop circles, comparing them to the seeds that were outside the formation, but in the same field of the same crop, getting hit with the same weather and same conditions. And they found that the seeds inside crop circles were growing 30 to 400% more food and biofuel per plant.
You're kidding.
With up to 75% more nutrition per seed, Lance.
Wow.
That's almost twice.
Well, there's the solution to the food problem around the world.
And they tested when conditions were too hot, too cold, too wet, or too dry, and the seeds continued to grow. They became super seeds. This, my friend, is what's happening in crop circles.
Wow. So there is a potential for if this could be duplicated, then we could have seeds that were super seeds.
Correct.
And that provided more nutrition and possibly enough to feed the whole world.
Correct. It's now, definitely a major step in bringing the food supply back. And they did re-engineer crop circle frequencies of spinning plasma vortices into a machine that worked repeatedly in the lab.
Now, okay, so who made the machine?
Lefty and Penny.
Oh,
my God. Together.
They
kept testing the seeds. They kept testing the results.
Wow.
And the machine works. I saw it. So here are. Now in 2014, and they've got the machine that recreates these amazing crop circle spinning plasma fields and can re-engineer the seeds to bring back our organic food supply, yes. So for the last few years, I've been trying to get Penny to get into the lab, but unfortunately somebody inherited the estate that's not so nice. And It's kind of gaming, but the last couple of years I've been trying, I've been patient. But what's interesting is the last couple of years I've had all this interaction with Lefty. And the guy's been dead since 2013, and I never met him.
Mm-hmm.
But believe me, I know when he's in the house, and it's the weirdest darn thing. So Lefty watched what I've gone through with all the hacking. Somebody, I assure you, dropped $500,000 last year to hack my work. I've had two or three distributors that I would give an F-minus-minus to. I can't even fathom where these people come from, because they could have made a fortune on my films.
Uh-huh.
Could have made a fortune. Look what they're making on David and Corey. David Wilcock and Corey Good. They're making a fortune on those boys.
Right.
But they've had my films 6.5 years in the freezer. Why? Why would this corporation not want to make money? But whatever the reason, my first movie and my fourth showed the fact that the balls of light laying down the crop circles in that famous footage, not only did I prove it was real, but through a bizarre communication, and I know it happened because it was me, I found a communication in binary code between the two balls of light.
Wow.
Those balls of light communicated right before they laid the field down. Lance, I screenshotted the photo. I stuck it in both movies that are locked away in the freezers at Gaim for 10 years. But it doesn't matter. It's in my eighth movie that nobody can lock away except somebody, I don't know who, is paying to hack my other four films. I mean, it's just been a dance with demons because, for some reason, they don't want this information getting out to, God forbid, bring food to the world for all the starving people. But they're not important. They are not important. What's important is the technology.
Right.
So here we have this incredible dance going on, and no matter what I do, you said I was like a rubber ball, bounce, bounce. And so what am I dealing with? Well, I put the film at the International UFO Congress Convention this year, and I won Best Film and People's Choice Award, and came back, and the hacking continued to be relentless so that I would be preoccupied with all this BS. And I really think that Lefty has watched me go through all this. And when I went to his wake, at the end of the wake, they had this room set up with a lot of his personal goods after he passed away, and he and his wife were into horses. Everything had horses. And they said, take what you want, and people, you know, little things. And the room is still full of things. So I went back in, and I grabbed three amazing little things. Now, I didn't even know the guy, but I knew that I wanted to triangulate my human body in my house with Lefty, with his energy, so I could make this film with total respect to his energy and mind. So I bring home the three things I chose was this lime green 1940s crystal shot glass with an etched plant going around it, like a little wheat vine going around this little etched shot glass. Mm-hmm. And then I grabbed his hand-carved pipe. It's an ivory horse, and, you know, it's a wooden pipe that I know that he smoked. Nor would I ever use it. It's just in my showcase. But so I've got his pipe, his shot glass, and the third thing I chose was his brass unicorn bell that has this ring that is, it's just chilling. It's such a great ring.
Wow.
So I stuck these things around my place, and I'm triangulated in his energy. And I make this movie, and it's winning all these awards, and it totally nails the science. And it's just me and Penny Kelly. But because Penny Kelly knows so much more than any of the ufologists I've ever dealt with, I on camera showed her the photo of the two balls of light communicating in the famous Oliver's Castle footage.
Yes, I've seen that. So what did she say that might be?
It was exactly what I knew intuitively. I showed her the photo, an 8x10 screenshot, and I said, Penny, what is this? She stares at it, and she says, wow, what a great moment you captured. That's two balls of plasma communicating in a binary code. Where did you get this photo? And I said, oh my God, I knew that's what it was. This is Oliver's Castle. I reversed the footage and slowed it down 30%. Don't ask me why or how. Poor editor watched me shapeshift when I told him to do it. And I found the communication. And she looked right at me and I said, most important, what does it say?
Right.
And she stared at it again because I've been waiting to find out. And she said, well, the ball on the left says, I'm going to do this. And the ball on the right said, I'm going to do that. And bang, the field went down.
Wow.
And it was exactly what I knew when I found it. So Penny nailed everything. And for the 3 weeks that I was there and hired a film crew to help us do the movie, we learned so much about each other and about Lefty and about crop circle science that totally made sense. And here I know Lefty's watching, and I know that he just couldn't stand the suppression, and now he's watching me tolerate it. I mean, these guys even blew up a lab in Seattle editing Crop Circle Diaries for PBS. They were just doing touch-up of sound and color, and the guy calls me one morning and says, do you have a backup of your master? And I was like, well, of course, why? He said, well, I don't know what hit the lab last night, but something blew up our mainframe and we're down. We're going to be down for a while. And then whatever it was, it came back and wiped five hard drives out of hundreds. Yours were two of them.
Oh, brother.
So I know what it is, who it is, and why.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I just want it to go away. But in the meantime, here's Lefty. Totally more powerful than any humans, and he's watching this go on. So all of a sudden now, this guy comes into my life, and he said to me 2 years ago the same thing that he said to me a year ago, the same thing he said to me a few months ago, which is, hi Patty, I also made a machine very much like William Levengood. I don't know his schematics, I don't know his technology, but I'm a scientist. And I've been working on pulsing plants with plasma, spinning plasma frequencies for years and getting great results. And all of a sudden, I heard him this year. And all of a sudden, we started working together. Hmm. And all of a sudden, we're really close friends. And I just moved into a beautiful new house in the mountains. And all of a sudden, I put up William Levengood's bright lime green shot glass in my showcase. And this guy that made Lefty's machine, or I should say his own machine, put in my glass showcase a green 1940s cut crystal shot glass right next to Lefty's that's almost identical, except this guy's shot glass has wheat on it.
Oh,
what
wow.
are the chances?
Jeez, that's amazing,
what are the
Patty.
Chances? So now I'm very
well,
close
that's
with
destiny.
This man. He's got this unbelievable couple of machines that I've seen, and I've seen him toast a few plants, and I don't mean toast, I mean light them up and just give him a couple pulses, and now we're going to test the results. He's going to do a bunch of all kinds of plants so that we can get a layout of evidence that we have very much the same machine without me having to wait for Penny to come through and Lefty's lab and the other people.
Right.
None of that matters. We have this, and that's what's going to change all history now, is the fact that with all the advanced technologies, we have this. We just have to stop asking permission of those that don't want us to survive as a species and start bringing it. So we're looking for funding, got to be honest. And when that happens, everybody can have these machines and you can pulse whatever you're growing and have enhanced food without chemicals. And these plants are multiplying.
Wow. Well, Patty, I surely hope that these machines are placed in a very secure location, because you know how things work.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
No,
they
these
are.
People
okay.
are. There's a whole bunch of scientists. They're all on top of it. They've
Thank
got
God.
Electrical engineers elsewhere that are making one that the public will be able to use. But I don't think it's about killing the scientists anymore, killing the doctors anymore. These technologies are coming to the public, and evolution is unstoppable.
Oh, thank God. What a breath of fresh air. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty excited about it, and I'm still in the fight. But
yeah.
I had to pull myself out of being a speaker at UFO events. All I'm going to do now is be on the air on shows like yours, mm-hmm. on shows like Coast to Coast, and just keep bringing the information. I unfortunately, along with many other people, and this is true, and this is a heavy I'm going to drop on your show.
Go ahead.
I got hit with an energy weapon at a UFO event in the desert the last 2 years. I was a speaker, and I got hit. Last year, I left the stage on a major David Wilcock panel. I was the girl in the middle. I got hit twice. I saw the man holding the device, and I got up and left the stage. Cameras
wow.
are going, lights are on, and I was, needless to say, pissed. I almost didn't come back this year, but I did, because I do these things. And that was the last time, though, and I got hit again. But this year, I was disabled. 2 days after the event, I couldn't walk to save my life.
Wow.
I am healing amazingly well, but I wasn't the only one that got hit. And now that I'm going public on shows like this,
mm-hmm.
people are writing me emails and saying, I got hit too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
A lot of stories are coming in. This is not okay. This is
not
okay.
No, it is not okay. And it's been going on for hundreds of years, and it's intensifying right now.
Well, I love the thought of what Patricia Cota Robles told me 20 years ago when I was touring for weeks with her and 103 light workers from around the world. She said, everything is coming, everything dark is coming to the surface to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
I want to look at it that way. It's not that the world is going to hell in a handbasket.
Right.
It's that everything is coming to the surface to be healed.
Right.
So I want to talk about healing, because even though I've been through all this trash with stupid humans, I still am absolutely delighted with what I've learned and
Wonderful.
What I'm looking forward to now. And how I healed from that was remarkable. So here we are again. I come home from the trip. I'm in a friggin' wheelchair. I'm like, what the hell? I've never had this happen. And I know that it was an energy weapon.
Right,
so
right.
I come back, and I went to a Rolfer. I had a triple session, and he kept saying, are you sure you can take this? And I said, give it what you got. I can't walk, and I'm not going to Yeah, hit me. So I've been to the Rolf for a lot of times. But the other thing was another scientist. He shows up at my house, and he gives me a bottle of one more state-of-the-art advanced technology that humans are actually able to put in their hand and then in their mouth and take it. So somewhere between being Rolfed and this product put in coconut oil, it's a molecule. I don't know if you've heard about it yet. It's called carbon 60. C60?
No, I haven't. Tell me about
oh,
it.
Oh, God. I should have sent you some before the show. It's called Carbon 60 Purple Power, or C60 Purple Power. And it's this carbon molecule that's shaped like a buckyball. And it's this minuscule, wonderful molecule that is showing remarkable results in humans, animals, and plants. And what it does literally is it goes into the body, only because this guy put it in oil and fed it to himself long enough that he realized that his ocular degeneration disappeared. The eye doctor was like, what? And he kept healing from, you know, he didn't have much because he's not that old, but he was healing from anything that was wrong. And he found that he had this incredible energy. So he started to mix it up into a product that he could take. And he started selling it online, you know, in small doses. And he sent it to a radio host, Cliff High. And Cliff
oh,
and his
yes,
wife,
I love Cliff.
Well, he and his wife were sick and they weren't well and they were dealing with this and that. And the guy sends him a bottle, and Cliff and his wife healed like unbelievably.
Wow.
And Cliff threw down a show on Carbon 60 Purple Power, or C60 Purple Power, because he and his wife were like radiantly healthy all of a sudden. So now, you know, without much evidence, I'm running my pendulum, because somebody a year ago gave me a sample of it, and I was like, yeah, was it olive oil, and it wasn't that good. Yeah. But this guy goes, no, try it, trust me. And so I ran my pendulum, was like, woo! So I took it in the coconut oil, and within 2 days, I was standing. I was feeling incredible. So now I'm all about solutions, all about solutions. This
Wonderful.
Stuff works. And it's, again, a state of the art. It's not something mainstream. You're only going to hear about it on shows on the internet for a while. But the guy, every time he opened his website, he sold out. He kept selling out. So luckily, he's got more of a team now, so he's able to get it to more people. But I'm still doing it every morning, and it's been a miracle. Another thing I discovered that I want to talk about are, do you sleep anymore?
Do I what?
Do you sleep well?
Not really well, no.
I haven't been able to sleep since basically I started making the movies. And everybody I ask, people don't sleep, like between 1 and 5.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I said to the scientist, I don't sleep. I can't help you today. I'm too tired. So he shows up with a magnet. It's 4 inch by 6 inch, like almost an inch thick, that weighs like 10 pounds, it felt like to me, because I'm a girl. But it was this really heavy magnet. And he said, put it under your pillow. It was programmed for sleep. Giant magnet.
Huh.
And so I was like, how am I going to sleep on that? It's going to twist my neck. But I slept on it. Lance, that was 2 months ago. I have slept ever since.
Wow.
So I'm like, what on earth did I just put between my mattress and box spring that I am not only sleeping, but much like the Carbon 60 Purple Power that reset my system, this magnet reset my sleep system. These are
Wow.
solutions. To me, these are life-changing solutions. And I think his thing is called biomagnetic. Oh, gosh, I should have written it down.
Yes,
biomagnetic.
You should have.
Ah, well, it's called life. LifeForceSolutions.com, I think, is his website, and the magnets are biomagnetics. But one magnet is all I have, and I'm still sleeping really, really well. But here's what's interesting, I said, because now I'm hanging out with the scientists. It's a whole new life. Instead of the ufologists and the liars in my lab, leftovers, And now it's the scientists that are actually bringing the technologies, which is such a fresh frequency, because this is about solutions rather than ego, rather than fighting, rather than getting hit by energy weapons because they don't want your information getting out.
Right.
No, instead, it's like, you know what? I step back from the events. I actually just said no to the big MUFON event. I said no to three speaking events next year because until this is done, until these people are, shall we say, terminated, I will not be showing up and getting hurt again.
Right,
so,
right.
The solutions, though, are where we need to put our focus because we haven't yet been able to stop the chemtrails or the GMOs or the fluoridating of water. But we can prepare our bodies to assimilate it better and get rid of it.
Yeah, the thing about,
the thing about the carbon-60 purple power, I forgot to say, was that it is like a vacuum and a magnet to antioxidants. And it has 172 times the amount of potency that vitamin C does, 172 times more potency than vitamin C. And it's a spoon in the morning with food. That's it. And you are vacuuming out your free radicals in your system. It really helps to deter cancer cells. But the most amazing thing is that what it does is it neutralizes. It doesn't fist fight in your system and make you sick. It neutralizes the antioxidants and the toxins. So I'm feeling like better than ever. And a couple more solutions I want to mention, because these are things that everybody can do, is to wear Moldavite. Moldavite, do you have some?
Yes, yes. I heard about that through somebody on Facebook. It was the gal who does the radio show. I can't think of her name right now, but she's been researching it for a long time, and it's a quantum. It's a quantum stone, I guess you'd call it, right?
Well, it's the highest vibrating, highest frequency stone on Earth because it's not of Earth.
Of Earth, right?
Supposedly, it's from outer space, from another planetary system, and it fell into the Moldau Valley of Czechoslovakia, they say, 300 million years ago, and it splattered like spew fields all over this valley, and people went and gathered it, and they were finding that as they held it, they had a lot of energy in their hands, like a Mexican jumping bean. Mm. So, you know, they claim that it perhaps was the stone of the Holy Grail. We've heard all kinds of things about Moldavite, but what I know is that when I was doing my crystal training decades ago, it was the one stone that I totally was drawn to. Like, that was my magnet, was to Moldavite. Mm. And when I would wear it, it almost feels like a communication tool to the other dimensionals. But I was working in a crystal store that had necklace, bracelet, earrings, rings, and I covered myself with it. They actually called me the Mo-Ho because I wore so much Moldavite. But people would walk up to me and say, hi, can you, and they would step back. And it was like, what is it about you that's a little too intense for me? It was really funny to see the reaction when I wore gobs of it on my body. But I think that that was the big start for a lot of the work I've done, was because I really wore a lot of Moldavite. So I encourage your listeners to consider having a piece of Moldavite. You can wear it on your body. You can put it in a pocket. You can put it under your pillow at night. But the coolest thing about working with crystals and high-frequency minerals like Moldavite and shungite.
Oh, shungite, shungite.
Another high-vibrating, early, you know, like beginning of time mineral. Mm. These are things that are going to raise our personal frequency if we keep them in our space. And one more thing I want to mention is the orgonite.
Orgon.
You know, we get these fun little, they look like little lucite towers with metal chips and crystals all broken up in them. And People are doing all kinds of artwork with them, but there's something magical about the combination in resin, I guess is what it is. There's something.
Yes, I've heard that.
Yeah. And people have gifted me them over the years, but now I intentionally have them around my house. And I'm watching videos about these wonderful people with huge amounts of organite that they've prepared, these little, they call them organite bombs, and they drove this little boat all along the South American border throwing organite bombs into the ocean. And they went hundreds of miles to help save the planet.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
So even though it looks like everything's going to hell in a handbasket all around us, if each of us really focuses on solutions.
Yes.
We can move this bus off our head.
Yes, yes. And we'll leave the shadow government in the dust, even if they do have a breakaway civilization, because they're, you know, they're all about the destruction of the human race and anything sentient, and there's no conscience, and there is no... There's nothing positive for humanity with the people who run the world.
Yeah, I agree. And the film business. I mean, we are being dealt one big circus right now.
Oh,
and interestingly enough, and I want to warn people also about this, as we do solutions, another big solution is turn off your darn TV.
Oh, yeah.
Today I had a discussion on the phone with my new partner, my man, and Lori McDonald, who is a great psychotherapist who deals with an awful lot of contactees. And they started comparing notes about all the mind control that's happening now through television and movies and radio
and
ads,
satellites and underground stations and other places.
Right, but 24/7. These are conscious choices when people turn on a TV or turn on a movie. That's a conscious choice that you don't have to do, is my punchline. But of all things, we had this long, heavy-duty conversation today about this, and then one of my dearest friends calls me tonight, and she said, number one, I'm loving the C60. I feel really good, but I'm having unbelievable panic attacks. I've never been like this in my life. And I said, oh, my God, you're the third person who I know who just said this to me. And she said, it was so bad the other night I went to the hospital. I thought I was going to die. Mm. And I was like, what on earth is going on? She said, I don't know. John and I were just watching a movie, and all of a sudden this panic came over me, and I went, oh, my God. And she said, yeah, it's been happening lately. Whenever we're relaxing, watching a romantic movie on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And I went, oh, my God, I need to tell you something. Turn it off. Shut it down. Don't watch TV. You want to heal this? Shut it all down and take a darn break. In your bedroom at night, don't let anything be plugged in. If you have a TV in the house, you put a thick blanket over it unless you're watching something. We have got to take our power back. It's not about me fighting with the distributors or exposing them anymore. You know, that was so 2 years ago and so last year. Now, whatever they do, I don't care anymore. I care about solutions. And we have them. That's what's cool. I have the machine, and I have two lime green shot glasses in my case saying, yeah, Lefty's here in the house. He pulled it off. He's got the machine now ready to hit the public someday soon when the funding leaves all these criminals and comes into the good people that are making a difference in the world. And your show was one of those things. My gosh, how many years and how many shows have you been doing this, Lance?
Well, you know, I don't know.
Years.
Are you there?
Yes, what happened?
Oh, let's just say that there was an accidental disconnect on my telephone.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're back. So how many years have you been doing your show?
Oh, over 11 years, probably 12 by now.
Wow. Every week?
Every week. Yeah, week after week.
Wow. That's a lot of shows. That's a lot of information stuffed in your head. Where do you put it? No wonder you don't sleep.
Well, you know, that's a very interesting point because sometimes it does bother me. But I try to not go down the rabbit hole anymore. That's one of the things I don't do. And, you know, I try to be in nature as much as possible. And I live in nature. I'm out in the country.
Mm.
So it helps quite a bit. And I follow a lot of the suggestions that you have mentioned already. But I'm going to be looking into let's see, I guess it's carbon...
C60 Purple Power.
Yeah.
And his website is just that, C60PurplePower.com. I've been on it for 6 months, and I am so much more clear. He sent a bottle to Laura Eisenhower, and she is really finding balance.
Wow.
He sent a bottle. I'll just mention people that you probably know. Alfred Lambermont Weber. He's in his mid-70s. The last show I did with him, he was a little foggy. He wasn't quite clear. And we sent him some Carbon 60. And
60, right? Carbon 60?
C60 Purple Power.
Okay, good. All right.
C60. And it's short for carbon. Carbon 60,
okay.
Purple Power.
All right.
So he sent the scientist. Now he's all over it. All the shows I do, he sends I didn't think to do this with you, but we should send you a bottle. I shouldn't say we. He. So he sent one to Alfred about 2 weeks before the show. And when we got on the show, we started up, and Alfred was completely anew.
Huh.
And I said, oh, my God, Alfred, you're speaking so clearly. You're like a new person. Your skin is – you look 10 years younger. And he said, I feel completely different. This stuff makes a difference. And all it is us, me, you, taking responsibility and say, I'm going to do these things for myself.
Right.
I'm going to wear these minerals and the aragonite. You can also get necklaces that these artists make where you can wear an aragonite thing around your neck.
Mm.
And if you wear it, you know, when you're out in public, when you're in Wi-Fi zones, I do believe that perhaps it helps. Even if it doesn't, it could be a sugar pill where you say, I am helping myself, but all these things matter. And the reason, this is so fascinating, that the magnet helped me sleep. This was explained to me when I sat with a group of scientists. They said that the world's magnetic field, our planet's magnetic field is down to about 40% of what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So when the magnetic field of the Earth gets this low due to all the radiation and the bombardment of all the stupid things we're letting political people force us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the chemtrailing is definitely changing the fields. So now we're down to about 40%. It's why people aren't sleeping. And
oh.
He said throughout history, when it gets down to 20%, that's when plagues and famine and everything, you know, so we got to figure this out quickly. Well, no, we're going to raise the field.
Right.
But he said, when you put a magnet this strong that's programmed intentionally under your bed and you're there for 8 or 10 hours, you are laying in an enhanced electromagnetic field.
Ah, yes.
And
of course,
enhancing,
the body is an electromagnetic field.
Yes. But you are enhancing your field and bringing yourself back. Again, this is another way to reset your system. Reset.
Amazing.
I love the word reset because who knows if the currency reset's going to happen. But all of these things that we are seeing are just pushing all the darkness out so that we can get back to a healthy reality where people treat each other with love and light and respect, and we can all be in healthy relationships again. Look what this country has been pushed into in the last year. They couldn't have picked two better actors than Hillary and Donald.
Right.
To separate families, couples, marriages, best friends. Could they find two better people to fight about? Oh, my gosh. I mean, America really pulled it off this time. And I've lost a number of friends. I don't even talk politics, but I certainly don't trust them. But there's a lot of people watching TV still who do.
Yes.
And I think that the mind control is definitely to be concerned with. But again, each of us independently is responsible now to take appropriate steps to raise our frequency, and we've got all these tools.
Well, you know, Patty, I love everything you're saying. In fact, I'm going to look up those links and get some of those things myself. And we are out of time, so that's a perfect way to segue out of the hour. And I just can't thank you enough for being on the show, because you have really, literally shifted the vibration on the planet in this show. Seriously.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
It means a lot to me. Well, it's not easy work, and I want to invite people to my website, which is cropcirclefilms.com. Cropcirclefilms.com. You can stream the movies, you can buy the movies, and we mail them to you. But there's 8 films that won a lot of awards, and there's a reason they're being hidden. It's because they're that good, and they tell the truth about crop circles.
Well, get Patty's films and support her work. And Patty, I'm going to have you back on in a month or two, because I want to make sure that you're okay, for one thing. And I want to an update on the things that you're discovering, because you're on a roll.
I think
everybody would love to hear about it.
Well, thank you. And I am okay. I'm actually
okay.
I am more okay than I've been since I can remember, and maybe better than ever in my life now.
You sound great compared to our last show, I tell you.
Well,
you sound wonderful.
I think they've done, 500 or 600 screenshots of hacking. I mean, all I've done is gather evidence and give them to every agent, but
Patty, we've got to sign off, because the next show is going to be cutting into us pretty soon. So
it's all good.
We'll talk
again, Lance,
in the next couple of months.
Happy trails.
All right, you too. Good night, everybody.